we start with the Fed, which left rates unchanged as expected, still signaling one cut in 2026, though notably one dissenter pushed for an immediate 25 basis point reduction. Policymakers raised both growth and inflation forecasts, with Chair Powell highlighting near-term inflation pressure from higher energy prices while stressing uncertainty around the economic impact of the Iran conflict. The reaction saw the U.S. dollar and Treasury yields move higher, though, as we've been emphasizing, FX moves aren't solely about the Fed, but also broader yield differentials. In Japan, the BOJ also held an 8-1 decision, with one member favoring a hike and maintaining a tightening bias if inflation evolves as expected, keeping April hike odds alive, while rising oil prices and geopolitical risk remain in focus. Meanwhile, dollar-yen is approaching levels that could test intervention sensitivities. Looking ahead, attention shifts to a busy European session with four central bank decisions all expected to hold, though the SNB may draw focus amid Swiss strength and discussion around negative rates, while the BOE and ECB could move markets given shifting policy expectations and weakening Eurozone sentiment. Data. On the data front, UK labor figures are due shortly, followed by US claims, Philly Fed leading index, and housing data. Overnight, Australia's jobs report was mixed with strong employment but higher unemployment, while New Zealand GDP disappointed. Markets are relatively steady for now, though oil continues to push higher amid escalating geopolitical tensions. That's all for now.